Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, as I was looking at those events happening, ecological niche, isn't it? What is ecological niche? For instance, you create a habitable environment for a particular what? Organism. So, fishes, water. When we find mud, we talk about what? What dwell in mud? Earthworms and the likes of them, isn't it? What else can we talk about? Another example, stagnant water, mosquito, trees, birds, and witches sometimes. Hallelujah to Jesus. Etc. Are we together? So we created a habitable environment for those organisms, and all of a sudden they were over 1,000. I don't know what I'm, but they are very plenty. They are almost 1,000, if I'm not mistaken. Very plenty. Are we together? And I was so surprised. And the Lord said, speak about supernatural hope. Supernatural hope. Some of you did not clap because you are wondering what the heck. Say, what is prophets? Let me explain what you mean before we understand and clap. I don't clap to things I don't understand. Supernatural hope. Hope means the center of attraction. The center of something. Are we together? So, supernatural hope simply means the center of the supernatural. The center, the uniqueness of the supernatural. Alright? The core of the supernatural. And that talks about Jesus Christ. Are we together? Are we together? Alright, now there was an event that happened in John 1:51, where Jesus was speaking to some folks. Take Elam to go and pray in the upper room, so that the Holy Ghost will come upon him. And don't put him close to fan. I hope he's not close to fan, seeing that he's coughing. Where are the ushers? Yeah, so be listening to us by faith in the upper room. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, that person will sacrifice by faith. You hear the message 3 times. You hear it today. You hear it small from here. You hear after service. You now hear tomorrow. How blessed are you? All right. Are we together? Where are the ushers? Have they moved? Yes. It's praise. Yes. Praise and our baby. Glory to God. Praise is our CEO children department. It's a blessed realm. All right. John 1:51. Let's read together. One to go. If you remember, this is something that happened between Nathaniel. Can you remember? Huh? Nathaniel. You know, this is where they mention your name in the Bible. A conversation with Jesus and a young man. And when Jesus said to him that he saw him, Jesus flowed in the gift of knowledge. In verse 50, Jesus said to him, do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. Are we together? His heart was open because Jesus said he saw him not so long under the fig tree. That was a prophetic. So his heart was opened. Truly I tell you, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and what? Descending on the Son of Man. Now, to make this very clear to us, Genesis 28:12, where this thing was ever highlighted. This event. Genesis 28 and verse 12. And Jacob had a dream about a ladder that rested on the earth. When it stopped reaching up to heaven, and God's angels were what? Going up and down the ladder. He had a vision, and God's angel was going what? Up and down the ladder. Next part of scripture. It then says, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. In the land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Next part of scripture. And your descendants shall be as dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I'm stopping small because the TV screen is blinking. Next part of scripture. Behold, I'm with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have what? Catch that. Say, God will not leave me. What he says to one, he says to all. God will not leave me until he has done all that he has spoken to me. In the name of Jesus. Next part of scripture. It says, then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He said, the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus had to make reference to that in John 1:51. He said, hereafter you will see the Son of Man. You know, let's read it again. Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Not ascending and descending upon the earth, but ascending and descending upon what? The Son of Man. The hope of the supernatural is Christ Jesus. Are we together? He's a center of attraction in the supernatural. He's a core of the supernatural. That's why the Bible says he holds the highest realm in the spirit. And little wonder, a part of scripture where he told us in John chapter 3, I think from verse 11, if I'm not mistaken, let's see. Most assuredly I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. Next part of scripture, it says, I have told you earlier things and you do not believe. How will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Next part of scripture. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. You see what Jesus said there? Is it confusing? No one has ascended to heaven. That's what he said. But he who came down from heaven, talking about himself, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. So Jesus was telling them that he was on the earth at that time, yet he was in heaven at the same time. Because he is the hope of the supernatural. The center of the supernatural. That as he was standing before them, heaven is open to him. He could navigate into both realms. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That he is aware of everything happening in heaven and on the earth at the same time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. That is why you can be part of the family in heaven while yet on earth. I'm going to prove it to you. You can be part of the family in heaven while yet on earth. Ephesians 3 from verse 15. I hope I'm right. Not part of my scheduled scripture, but very important.
Are we there? Can we read? From whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. So in Christ, the whole family in heaven and on earth are united in Christ Jesus. You see that? Did you see that? So you are part of the heavenly family because you are in Christ. And that's why the Bible says, if anybody be in what? Is a new creation. So you are a new person, not because you've gone to another location, but because you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why I thought about this topic is because of how people today are pressing for an encounter. We're in a generation, and I believe some of you here are aware about it, where people want to really dive deep in God. And it's very important to want to dive deep in God, but some people are blindly hungry. Blindly hungry. Are we together? If you truly desire to want to see all of God on your inside, find expression, but don't be blindly hungry. It's more like you have something on your inside and you are saying something should come on your inside. That's being blindly hungry. But when you are praying that what is on your inside gets unraveled, and that's true hunger. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. For instance, we see people who want to be baptized with fire. They say, Lord, baptize me with fire. They misunderstood John 1. There is no separate baptism aside from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of fire are not two different kinds of baptism. That's one baptism that is described in two unique ways. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the effect is as if fire is working upon you. The effect is like fire. You know how fire burns something and purifies something. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the inward workings of the Spirit on your inside will get you purified. And that's the only thing, physically, the only thing we can relate with that is fire. The effect of fire on gold. Are we together? Are we together? And that's why people sometimes think there's baptism of the Holy Spirit and baptism of fire. No, they are the same thing. How will the Holy Ghost come upon you and you need fire? What are you needing the fire for? The Holy Ghost simply means all of God. All of God is enough. And He's the one that manifests as fire. He's the one that manifests as cloud. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He's the one that manifests in diverse dimensions in the Old Testament. But right now in the New Testament, we can only just relate the effect of His inward or outward presence in and on the believer with these physical things. He never comes as fire in the New Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because the glory of God is a person. That person is Christ Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He's Christ Jesus. So don't call fire to come when you're already filled with the Holy Spirit. When you know Christ Jesus. You don't need fire. You've got the Holy Ghost. And He's at work on your inside. You know, you relate more with fire because you've touched fire and it burns you. So, you know, many people, when they look at they think about the Holy Spirit, they think it's some spirit that's not so powerful because He's so gentle. He tells you, don't sin. Don't lie. Don't do that. Don't do that. The Bible says God is gentle. This gentle God that we're talking about, He's the one that through David killed Goliath. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He's that mighty. There is nothing He cannot do. I was watching a video of a young child telling his mom, trying to prove to his mom that God does exist. Very beautiful video. She was doubting if God exists. And he said to her, he used gravity to explain. He said, do you know that if gravity was a little bit more beyond measurement or less beyond measurement, this world, the cloud will just fall upon everybody. Everything will scatter and people will be dying. She said, yes. He now asked her, what are the odds that it happened by itself? There must be somebody that measured it accurately. That's why God is the number one scientist. We don't even call Him best. He's the scientist. He's science. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He asked Job, when Job was bragging, he said, you collect my property. You collect my property. He said, Job, you are bragging for me. He said, do you understand the measurement of the heavens? Do you know how many meters I measured heaven to the earth, clouds? He said, do you know the measurement, what made the clouds to stay up there and will not fall to the ground? Do you know where they connected all the north from? Job was quiet. He said, don't brag about your righteousness. Meaning God was boosting him that if I did all these things, what is money that I cannot bring back to you? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? I hope you know God can give you all this. Yes, sir. He is the hub of the supernatural. Yes,
If you think they are demons, he's at the center of the supernatural. Alright? He is the most determining factor in the supernatural, God Almighty. And the Bible did not say you are far from him. He said you are seated together with him there, in that realm. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Many of you are in Christ Jesus, you are at the hub of the supernatural. You can be experiencing heaven on earth, like he rightly said. The Son of Man who is on earth, yet in heaven at the same time. You can be experiencing it. I tell you, it's real. Years ago, like I was saying, people were praying for encounters when God opened my eye to this. Angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And I said, no, I will not be hungry for encounter. I will pray to know Christ and become like him. Then the supernatural will be pursuing me. I don't know that you got what I just tried to say. Because Christ is the hope of the supernatural. So I don't need to tell angels to come. If I'm like Christ, they will accompany me. Because the Bible said in the book of Revelation, it said, the one that sat on the white horse, his name is the Word. And when he was moving on that white horse, he said, angels followed him. You see that? So if I'm like Christ, angels literally follow me. Not because of me, but because I am like Christ. Because they are destined to follow the Word and hear the Word of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's what the Bible says, you have come to Mount Zion. He said, you have come to the city of the Lord. He said, you have come into what? An innumerable. But because you are like Christ, you have arrived in Mount Zion. You are not trying to get there. Say, I'm in Mount Zion. Say, I'm in the city of the Lord. In the hope of the supernatural. He said, in an innumerable multitude of angels. You cannot number them. Do you believe angels are around you? I don't know if you want to experience the manifestation of angels around you from this service. I don't see hungry people. You guys are too used to the normal life. These things are not village things. You know, some of you who like movies will think that we are crazy people. You have watched UK people too much on TV. And you think what we are trying to touch is something for locals, local people. A time will come, you understand why you need these things. I hope you know last week I was sharing with you that a man called Philip, was it Philip? He disappeared after speaking to one eunuch like that. God told him, I wish we can have those experiences again. God told him, stand up. He stood up. Say, we're walking like this. He was walking. He said, see that man on that horse, go and preach to him. How many of you believe you can enter that realm? You are not trying to enter, you are in the realm. You are not just plucked into the antenna of the spirit. I posted something about the early church in the book of Acts. As I was studying, I told myself, there's something these people know. They held on to the word. Their influence was not tied to their numbers. No. It was a revelation. They were not trying. No, they understood the finished work beyond. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. No, beyond that, they are not calling themselves forgiving sinners. That's not what they call themselves. All right, sinners saved by grace. Jesus took away your sin from the cross. That's one of the things he did. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He took that nature of sin. He took everything of that sin and he replaced it with a new nature. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Many people know that their sins are forgiven. They don't understand they have a new nature. The Bible speaks about the body of sin in Romans 7. The tail of that chapter. It speaks about the body of sin. As long as you have the body of sin, you cannot help but sin. You must sin. The Bible says God did away with that body of sin. You have a new body. Your sins were not just forgiven. God gave you a new body. They understood these things. They were not praying for God to stop their sin. Mm-mm. They knew their sins were forgiven and they can't go back to sin again. The next thing for them was exploits. They were not expecting rubbish in their mind. They were not sin conscious. They were only righteous conscious. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Right? More like you true, you know, take for instance, you know you don't have a dog, all right? And you go back home, and when you hear a dog barking, probably your neighbor's dog was barking, you now stood up and said, why is my dog barking? Is something not wrong with you? You know you don't have a dog. I don't have any sin in my body, on my body. The Bible said, listen carefully before people try to judge me, say, Pastor, you sure you don't have sin? That's what the Bible said. I will speak as the Bible said. You know, if you are calculating, you still sin tonight. You know why some people are in sin? They are calculating too much. God says they calculate. If truly we are not with sin, why is it that we sin? Is it not now I'm telling you that you have a new nature? Harden not your heart. Believe it. Go back. Don't sin. Huh? Let's read. Knowing these that are what? You see, people that love sin will not talk the scripture. Everybody open your mouth and speak out loud. You want to reign above sin and live above sin? Talk. Are you listening to me? If I see you cold, you are a sinner. A sinner saved by grace. Alright? And that's where you just stopped. Now I want to bring you up to understand you have a new nature. Are you listening to me? Read one to go. What has happened to the body of sin? How many of you believe that? That thing that causes you to want to sin has been done away with. If we go to chapter 7, it will tell you about the body of sin. No matter what you want to do, Paul will say, another law, I find another law in my members, doing things contrary to the law of my spirit. He now said, the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. No matter how you want to stop sin, if the body of sin is still there, you will still sin. See what God has said about you. Go back, media. Go back to where we are. He said the body of sin has been done away with. What do you say? You say it is done away with. You act like it is done away with. Huh? If, for instance, you are HIV positive and I tell you, the doctor diagnosed you again because God healed you and say you are healed, nothing is wrong with you. Do you go back taking drugs? Huh? Because you know you are healed. Now, how many of you know you've got a new body in Christ? Maybe we'll read ahead so that you see. Verse 7. Let's read together. One to go. These people are tired in the spirit. What kind of atmosphere is this? My God. See how Sarah is just looking. What is happening? Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Are you catching the spirit?
Yes.
Look like losers or sinners? Do you have secret sins? For he who has died has been past tense. This is what kept me strong for years. Even when people wish me death, some people predicted that my ministry will scatter from campus. They said, this one, he will not last. He looks like somebody that would like woman. But I understood my place in Christ. Are you listening to me? As a young child, I had all these beautiful ladies coming around. Some of them came around. But I said, no, I have been free from sin. And somebody said, Pastor, are you sure they came? Do I look ugly? They truly came. But I said, I've been free from sin. And I will not have anything to do with nobody. You know, there's this stupid slogan that says, body not be firewood. Indeed. Our body is supernatural. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, that spirit has what? Quickened, mortified. Glory. These are the things I think about. These are the things I say in my closet. That's why Satan cannot catch me. I'm too far from him. We boast in these things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We've been freed because we died with Christ. Freed, not going to be free. Satan is only alive in the mind and in the world of the ignorance. See what the Bible said in Hebrews 2:14 about the devil. Are you here? Read out, everyone. Want to go? He himself likewise shared in the same that true he might. What? See how they are reading it. Alright, give me this in the... Let's see the NLT's rendition. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. I like it. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he what? Power over death. Do we have it in the TPT? Yes, they've answered for you. Since all his children have flesh and blood, So Jesus became human to fully identify with us.
Glory to God.
Let's clap for TBT. This is powerful. He said he did this so that he could experience death and what? That's where problem is, though. Do you understand that English? You know what it means, even though you don't know. Say it again. Want to go? Hey, hey. Edoma people are plenty here. Say it again. Want to go? All right. The effect of what? Glory now. Give me the Amplified. Let's finish it with the Amplified. Some people don't know that Satan have died. Satan yamutu. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. He said, therefore, since this his children share in flesh and blood, he can produce. It doesn't matter the effect. No child will be produced. Satan can do nothing. He's impotent. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, is it 56 or 50? Let's see it very fast. It said, oh death, where is thy sting? The sting of death, all right? Let's read from the 54. Wherever you were, I think I want to read from there. It said, the sting, okay, this is the next part. Where we're supposed to read is verse what? All right, let's read it. Oh death, where is your... Oh, that where is your... Oh, that where is your victory? Jesus is mocking him. Satan, where is your victory? We have finished you. Glory. Where is your sting? Bring your best shot, Satan. Because now you are impotent. You can't produce power anymore. So Jesus said, oh, dead, where is your sting? Because to be carnally minded is what? Yeah, that was Satan's realm. You know why I say worse? Because now Jesus has taken that realm. He said, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Your tongue. He has given you authority over Satan. That's why when people die, you can tell them to come back to life. Oh, glory to God. It's aching me to give you a testimony, but I'll leave it at the right time. All dead folks can come back to life. I don't feel it's time to share this testimony with you. Glory to God. And I'll tell you, the anointing of God's Spirit don't work because people are shouting. No. Some of the greatest miracles I've seen in my life, I just told the Father, Lord, honor the faith of your child. I tell you the truth. He sees and knows all things. I tell you the truth. Glory to God Almighty. Next part of scripture. He says, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin by which it brings death is the law. Did you see that? The law. A wrong belief. Ken Young will stretch this a lot. He will stretch it a lot in his teachings. Wrong teachings are very powerful. The effect of wrong teachings are very powerful for Satan. He uses them to limit the believer. He said, my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. If God has given you and you are trying to collect, you are in trouble. You don't try to collect what God has given you. You are in a wrong place. Huh? And you shall receive what? After that, the Holy Ghost is what? You don't pray to receive power. You have power. I mean, you are not sounding like you have power. No wonder some of you are suffering here. Do you have power? You don't talk like losers. You have power. How many of you are full of the Holy Ghost? He said you shall receive power. Power will not manifest. It is the ability to do work. You have it. If you don't use it, nothing will happen. You got to use it. Some of you, this power has been there for many years. Nothing. You can't use it because you are still telling God to give you. How can I give you a phone? And instead of making call, you are begging me for a phone. I said, take a phone. Now, it's time to make a call. You start crying to me. Give me a call. Give me a phone. Give me a phone. You are into me. That's so bad. That's how some people cry before God. I want power. I want power. I want power. You've received power. What are you supposed to do now? Steer to walk as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Steer to walk. Somebody say praying the Holy Ghost is odd. It's not for civilized people. Who told you that what you call civilization is civilization? Bible says, out of Zion shall the law, shall civilization flow forth. In John 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with what? The Word was what? And the Word became what? The Word was life, and the life became the light of men. His life is our civilization. Our civilization. And that's why he said, you are the light. No one is the light. You are. You full of the Holy Ghost. And that's why we don't have what we call low self-esteem. We don't have it. We don't care who is going for Davido's concert. We will not go. Because we are light. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are not intimidated by your friends. You will not do what they are doing. They all have boyfriends and girlfriends and are living anyhow. You preach to them. You are not intimidated to have one for yourself. You have a husband and a wife when it's time. Glory to God. A wonderful husband and a wonderful wife. Else your husband will be counseling your relationship. A bad relationship. May God never put you in that place. Do you know some people, their husbands are counseling them now. With a wrong guy. Say, Sonny, the boy is beating me. Sonny will not say, no, don't cry. It will be well. And it is written that that's Sonny's wife, that they are beating at the moment. One time a lady wanted to enter a relationship. I said, she was selling some stories. And sir, I saw blah, blah, blah. And so there was a whisper, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like he's my husband. And you know, sometimes those things work. Sometimes you can be in a bus and God considers your wife. I mean, once in like 100 times. For some of you, say, no wonder. No wonder. I saw my own yesterday. It can work sometimes like that, but God is a God of order. Alright, a lot of times you not see your husband in a bus. You just be in a bus, you are going, you don't see your husband. It's a God of order. Say, there's this man I saw, my mind cannot go off him. Let it go off him. Let it go. 90 times out of 100, God always shows your husband and wife around you. Many people are not married, are not in the right relationship because they are thinking far. Say they are calling their wife and husband to come. In the name of Jesus, my husband cometh from wherever he is. Rebo shaka, papa, papa. Your husband is just around. God is a God of order. Why do you think your husband is in Sokoto right now as we are talking? Say, my husband probably is in UK. Lord, in the name of Jesus, connect us, connect us, connect us. And some young men will sit there and say, Lord, Rabakaf, the north, south, east, and west, I covered my wife. Shut up. Your wife probably is that one you are talking to too much after church. You people will talk. You see, when you become too familiar, you will not even realize. When God is saying that as your wife, you say, no, she's like a sister to me. God never arranged you people to be. You see, this stupid, like a sister and brother to me, you people do. Don't allow it to veil you from seeing your wife and husband. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You come to church, meet a brother, you start talking, talk. And I say, that's yours. I say, God forbid, he's like a brother to me. You will not marry you. Some people that are like brothers and sisters to you are probably your husbands. Some of you, the boy you are sending every time in your yard, probably is your husband. Some ladies will understand what I'm saying. Johnson, please, where are you going to? I'm going to the road. Please buy me Maggi and fish too. Then you give him 200. In your mind, you are using Johnson's head. I always tell ladies, you always choose cheaters. Most ladies choose cheaters. They had what they deserved. If they are beating one lady today, go and ask her. There was always one nice guy begging her that she said no to. The guy will come and wash plate or iron cloth, they'll still give him no. He even fetch water, they'll give him no. She said, I want a tough man. This one, they behave like a woman. Can't you hear his voice? Men are talking. Him is talking. And now, a demon wore human clothing and came. Tall, dark.
Hello, Jasmine.
Oh gosh, oh Jim, dear Jesus, goosebumps. Jasmine, how are you? Oh my gracious Jesus. They are gone. Somewhere now, messages are later. Hello, can I come and see you? Please. What are you taking this relationship? We are not doing anything. No. You are just like a brother to me. Because they have seen tall, dark king. Now, 2 years down the line, they've married. Sharp. Samuel have now moved on. He has 2 kids. The wife cannot stop thanking God for Samuel. But this girl now, every day, that hand that she looked at and said, oh Jesus, did you feel his hand? So perfect. Now it's on your face. They cheat on you, you complain. Now you cannot run. You have to pretend. On his birthday, I want to thank God I have the best man. Till the thing will cast. All ladies have best men. All their husbands are best men. Till the day you see one mumu post on Facebook. He has been dating me for 5 years now. You can lie to everybody, not to yourself. Now that Samuel is going everywhere, you are sending him. Marry Samuel. Hallelujah to Jesus. See how Samuel is gentle, nice guy. Nice guy. The only thing he doesn't have is plenty money. At least if you don't have longer throat, what Samuel has can fit 2 of you. But your longer throat is too much. If not, Samuel can fit 2 of you. This is a word for somebody. Maybe there's even a Samuel in their life. Who knows? Have you been blessed by that? Let's continue. He said, the sting of death is sin, the power of sin by which it brings death is the Lord. Wrong beliefs, wrong ideologies. You know the Bible speaking in Romans 7:1, Paul speaking, he said, I speak to them that know the law. Meaning, the word know then, Greek is ginosko. They have the knowledge of what I'm sharing because of they've experienced it while they try to live by the law. You know in the New Testament, we don't live by the law. We live by grace. Romans 6:14, we'll all read together. Romans 6:14. Everybody, are you ready? One, two, go. Why? So if you try to live by the law in the New Testament, sin will have mastery over you. You see that? That's why the Bible said the sting of death is what? The law. You are trying to do it from your own ability. Let's explain the law in a few moments. Romans 10 from verse 1. See what Paul dares to say. He said, pray for Israel to be saved. Let's read together. One, two, go. Give me in the NKJV version. I don't want this version. One, two, read. You see what God said? He said he wants Israel to be saved through Paul. Is that not interesting? These people that were God's covenant people, they need to be saved. Why? Next part of scripture. He says, for I bear them witness that they have what? They have zeal. But zeal does not mean everything in this kingdom. They have zeal. Have you seen people like that? Some of them can pray. They have this dramatic way of praying, but their understanding of the word of God is false. If they can just balance their understanding, that their prayer will produce results. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But Satan is not even, a lot of times they are not even humble because they brag with their ability to, shake for a long time and they call it prayer. So sometimes if Satan wants to limit them, he just puts pride in their life. And instead of emphasizing faith in Jesus, they are emphasizing faith in that their drama. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He said they have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Not according to knowledge. So you can have zeal that is not according to knowledge. And we will not leave that for that aspect alone. There are many ways you can have zeal, not according to knowledge. Zeal. You love somebody that does not have purpose. That's zeal. That's not according to knowledge. There are many people in love with the wrong people. Are we together? I know you've heard people that say, marry who you love. I heard one preacher one time and I was sharing with somebody. I said, I know where that preacher is speaking from. When you don't understand the finished work of Jesus and you have members in your church, what will happen is that they will be struggling in the flesh. Are we together? See what happens. If you don't know your place in Christ, as a young man, young woman, and probably you heard God saying that's your wife, and you don't know your place in Christ, you will marry that woman, but the flesh will want to still misbehave. So now, because you are not having any feeling for that woman, you'll be thinking that you don't love the woman. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Meanwhile, that's your supposed wife, but because of the flesh, you don't love her at the moment. Alright? And so there will be problem. And probably plenty of those kind of guys reported to the pastor. So the pastor came to a conclusion, not from scriptures, but from his head and experience. Marry who you love. The question is, what is love? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What is love? God loved us while we were still what? Sinners. Meaning God was in love with us, seeing the potential us. Not the us in motion yet. He didn't love us because of what he was seeing. He loved us because of what he will eventually see. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So you don't marry a woman because of what you are seeing. You marry a woman because of what you will eventually see. Whether it's spiritual or physical, take it like that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? How can you allow Botox to be the reason why you marry? There are many people who marry Botox and they are suffering. How can you? Out of everything in the woman, it's only her back that made you to marry her. All of heaven, you subjected them to a woman's back. All the things in your life because of a woman's back. How foolish will you stand before God? How foolish. You know, and I asked that preacher, I sent a message one time. I don't reply through comment. I sent personal message. I said, if you say people should not marry, should marry who they love, that simply means we should do the sin we love. Yes, some of you seated there, you wish you were a club. Hey, I'm on a mental case. Start to decrease. Some people, when they are watching movie and they see club, you see them doing like this, they are Christians. No. I'm dead to the world. There are some things we liked while we're just beginners as Christians. Am I saying the truth? Some of you, even till now, as I'm talking, there's worldly song in your phone. As I spoke about Davido, he won't pay you. Because he's your guy. Yes. As we're talking, I will say, let's check people's phone. You hear Davido, you hear Burna Boy, Wizkid. Holla at your boy. You hear it. So you see, you love something different, even though you are supposed to do something different. So let's say everybody should do what they love. It will be like 50% of people seated here that will still come to church. If you tell people to do what they love, some people right now, as he's doing them, is womanizing. Womanizing. After this church, if you say do what you want, they are going straight to George's quarters. There's a girl they'll go and look for. Straight. If we're not preaching, some people would have even died. It's the truth. One time I was teaching one of my boys and I said, for instance, let me prove to you that you are not strong. Open your messenger. He opened. I said, first name, he called one lady's name. Second name, he called one lady's name. Third name, he called. Fourth name. I said, I'll stop here so that my heart will not be troubled. You are talking to 5 girls at the same time. I said, what are thou doing? He was so shocked. He didn't know I was going to ask him that question. Because he was telling me he was qualified. I said, you are not. One came to my office, he said, sir, we are going to change the state. We want to enter politics and change the state. I said, you can change the state? He said, yes, sir. I want to do what my father could not do. I said, good. How many relationships are you inside now? He said, sir, it's complicated. I said, you see, you don't have control over yourself. Now you are in a complicated situation of relationship. How possible can we trust you with a state? I was preaching yesterday in the place I play football. I said, some of you have not made it in football because God loves you. They were just looking at me like this. I said, because God loves you. If he doesn't love you, he would have made it since. And they were looking at me. I said, take for instance. And I mentioned once, and I said, you! The other day, two ladies came to see you while we're playing football. We're carrying them and going back home. You have not entered a mature level. You are not playing in an area. Nobody has signed you. Two women, not one, two. One who is boots, one who is and they were going to his house. I said, if two women can meet you now that you are zero less, what if you have 15 million in your account? He was just like this, cold was catching him. I said, you don't carry two women, you carry battalion. Right now you have 15,000 in your account or 1.5. And maybe you cannot even withdraw the whole 1.5 because you need to top up something. But the way you talk to people, if I make him, I go deal with this bastard. Look at this idiot. Blah, blah. See how you talk. What if you are now boss? What if you are boss? It is God's mercy that you are still broke. Am I shocking you this evening? Because we are talking about supernatural hope. So how did we get here? Some again is amiable. Because of your spirit of amiable, God cannot give you a company because you will kill it with your mouth. CEO will call one member in the company and say, come, waiting Abigail, they do with that man every time. That CEO and one member. CEO and cleaner now are tight friends. Because cleaner is bringing info. Delicate info. You just see CEO come inside. Cleaner will just drop a cleaner. You should leave me and my madam. Oh, they will not shake. Do like this. Just me. Wait till they happen. Now one day she come back. Cleaner is not cleaning. Cleaner is claiming madam. See, you know this. I go tell madam she go sack you. Cleaner wants to sack accountant. I'm a boy. Are you even getting? I'm trying to explain to you. Like I heard a rumor that a junior staff at bank one time was telling a senior staff that I will sack you. The staff said, sack me. Say, you don't know who I am in this bank, but I will sack you. There was a stronger connection. Stronger. We ogre. The things which are not seen are more real. The senior was shocked. Junior staff say you will sack him. Why? He just go and tell Oga that I want to sack somebody. That's all. They say the senior staff had to apologize. Sorry, ma. He went back home, came by the next day and apologized. I did not, don't take it serious. I'm not saying anything. I know, not that I'm scared, but I just want to make peace with you. Eh? You know, life is not that serious. They informed him that, you don't know that one. She has connection. Such an organ now will kill that company. Are you forgetting I'm trying to explain to you? You can't be a Christian and you want to see angels around you and you are doing amiable. Imagine your angels are around you and angels are wondering, what the heck? Do you know these angels are very sensitive? Yes. They have feelings. Sometimes you hurt their feelings. They come and they are expecting royalty. God has told them about you. You were bought with a price. They came with all everything in heaven and they are standing before you and moving with pride. And you look at somebody and say, idiot, mumu, hypocrite. And this is like, are we in the wrong location? This is a wrong ecological niche. Because the right person should not be talking like this. Why? Their words are powerful. He said, you cannot say before an angel, I made a mistake. You know what that means? It doesn't mean you confess to angel one day. It means that angels are always around you. So don't say things anyhow because angels don't take them for mistake. If you just say the wrong things, angels will say this one is a madman, let's go. They don't take them for mistakes. You have to say the right things always. Angels are around you and you are creating people. Now, good morning, they make the money good for the people. That's why Paul said my conversation and my preaching were not with enticing words. Meaning when Paul is saying, have fun now, what did they happen? Hope your day went well. It will be well, eh? God bless you. Paul is saying that conversation were not with what? Enticing word. He said it was a demonstration of the Spirit. Meaning he's always conscious of himself in the Spirit, whether he's greeting people or preaching. You know, while I was growing up, I told myself one of the stupid things I will never find myself doing is gossip. I have zero appetite for gossip. Zero. I have zero appetite for gossip to the extent that you don't tell me what people say about me. I find you not okay. You can tell me the first time. After the first time, you will know the next time you should not tell me. I'll tell you, focus on what you are preaching here. Forget about people. People know me. My wife said I never have details. Never. I just say, okay, this happened. Then what? I say, I call them, I ask them. I don't have any appetite. Then, you know, women, then in our stand up, then I'm not talking about gossip now, just normal gist. And so today in church, it was so powerful. Something happened. Sarah was shouting, glory, glory. She was seeing fire. Hey, Sarah. I just said Sarah. There you go. Sarah. Yes, Sarah. In counseling department, then my face is already, yes, in counseling. It's not Sarah that is, it's Sarah now. How many Sarah do we have in counseling department? And what did you say? She fell down under the power of God. Fell down. What happened? Fire entered her now. She fell down. It's something, they carry stone and hit her. That's why she fell down. Pastor Simon, you said you cannot gist with your wife. That's, you know, women have patience. I really don't know where they get that patience from. They want you to gist them when fly move as you are going. Fly move. Then you say, hey, fly, why did you move? Then you continue the journey. No. Ah, glory to God. I find that in like, you know, famine. I find it like famine. The only time I'm interested to talk for long is revelation. So break it down, blah, 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 blah. No, that's what I'm interested in. Glory to God. You know, when you are anointed, you have no problems. I tell you the truth. My wife was telling me yesterday how that 20% of jaundice killed a baby. Made a baby imbecile. Sorry. 20%. You know how many percent they saw for my baby when they gave birth? 56 thereabout. 20%. She said the baby, they did blood transfusion, blah, blah, blah. Now the baby is imbecile. And she was saying, ah, God is wonderful. Ah, Pastor Simon, blah, blah, blah. Thank God, thank the Holy Ghost. I said, that's not a problem. You know, I brag a lot too. In the name of the Lord. I said, you can't have me and be crying. And I reminded her, although she argued, my wife argued, like she did not cry. She cried. And they said, 50-something%, that's terrible. We have to admit that. Like, oh. I said, for what? She just turned away. Oh. And I said, that devil is going out. It's going out. I held my baby. Whoosh. They put one mumuti, I carried her. I said, give me 30 minutes. Libro Shibranda Gabataka Brondegebelek. I walked for 30 minutes and I kept her. I said, she's fine. Then I traveled. The next day, when they checked her, the doctor said, Shebi people say 50 something percent. Say yes. So I'm not seeing that here. If it's 50 something, how did it reduce to this percentage today? If I let these people go home, there's no need for them to be in the hospital. My in-law rushed there. She said, he's a prophet, oh. The wife is a pastor. They collected my number. When they need help. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Be anointed. I don't know me. If God does something, I used to talk it to. I don't used to hide it. There are many miracles. Many. I'll share one with you on Sunday. There are many miracles. Every day I see miracles. Every day. Every day. Miracle working God. Yes, we are the hope of the supernatural. Yes, do you understand? Faith is must be precise. No, your father will not die. He will not die. Listen, sir, my dad may die. He will not die. Glory to God forevermore. Lord, I hold my lips. He will not die. Hallelujah. They say your mother, her leg is broken. Broken? See it repaired. You see, they didn't believe what I said. Broken legs can join back together and be okay. Do you understand? See, healing is children's bread. Expect it. I was watching a video yesterday. The guy's cap was backwards. He wore cap. He was just standing somewhere on the street. And some small children, 12 years old, I'm sure some of you would have seen that video, were walking on the street to the club. He now said, "Where are you going to?" Say, "Club, blah, blah, blah." They were so happy. They thought he wanted to talk to them. He said, "You are going to the club. That's wrong, blah, blah, blah." And they were looking at him strangely. He now said, he now told the lady about her family, the lineage. Something that happened to her mother, and now that depression, and blah, 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 she's contemplating. The lady just busted into tears. "How did you know?" He now said, "God told me." And she started crying. Give God an opportunity. See, the Bible says, "This sign shall follow them that what? In my name they shall what?" And remember, the promise of the manifestation of the Spirit is tied to preaching. Tarry in Jerusalem until you've been endued with power from on high. Then you go out there and become my witnesses. So the power is for witnessing. If you are not witnessing, you will not see the power. Did you get what I just said? You want to see power? Evangelize. Evangelize. I tell you the truth. You know, don't hold it back. Don't hold it back. The leg is not okay. Lay your hands. Lay it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Don't hold it back and calculate. If you calculate it, you will miss it. See, God is powerful, so powerful. You remember the songs? He's standing by your side to bring his word to you. You think you were lying? Lay your hands on that leg. Lay it. I'll tell you the truth, you'll be so amazed. The first time I ever saw a leg growing out, I never thought. See, I only just believed the word of God. I believed it, I spoke it, but if they check my mind very deep, I was wondering if it worked. But anyways, I spoke it. It is the impetus to speak that affirms faith. Not some little fair percentage of unbelief on your inside. Let me share something that I observed with a particular part of scripture in Matthew. Can you give me that scripture that says if your faith is as little as a mustard seed? No, for years, there's a way we see that scripture. And we now liken that to little faith. I don't think that's what that part of scripture means. You know, mustard seed is a small seed, but when it gets so big, its roots travel so far. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It can withhold any situation down there. It becomes the biggest tree, and even bears begin to what? Come and find their nest in it. Do we have that part of scripture? Just Google it for me in the book of Matthew. I want to show you something. Matthew what? 13 verse 33. Let's see it very briefly before we close. Some of you are looking like time has gone. How many of you want to go home? Say amen. Everybody's pretending now. If I continue now, how many of you want to go home? That sister looks like she wants to go home. Sister, don't worry, we'll soon close, eh? This part now will hit you very well. This is the best part of the meeting. It says, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move." Now go back to where, to verse 20, 19, sorry. "Now the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out?" Next part of scripture. I think that was the epileptic guy, right? So Jesus said to them, "Because of your word, unbelief, magana yakari. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith," now this is another discussion entirely, "as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain," it's not about smallness of faith here. It's not true. "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain," meaning, if you have faith as a mustard seed, it can go through any situation. It can speak amidst any situation. You know the way the roots can go down and travel so far. If you understand xylems and whatsoever, the way, you know, it makes for roots going to the ground, going through every situation and limitation and keeps on traveling. And if you check a mustard seed, you may plant it here, but you see its roots at the end of that fence. It can travel very far. It can go through the toughness of the ground. Jesus is saying that what you saw, the guy was like this. He said, but if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can see beyond the limitation. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. He's epileptic. He's doing like, you know, if an imbecile just stands for you say, pray for him. There's a way that thing you are seeing will just close the door of your faith. But Jesus said, let your faith be as a mustard seed. Let it be able to go through any situation. See beyond the trouble. See beyond that problem. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? See beyond any situation. Dominate it like a mustard seed will grow and dominate every other tree, and birds will come and find its nest inside. No wonder he even explained the kingdom with the mustard seed. Can you remember? It says it's the smallest of seed, but when it grows, all that bird come and find their nets. Talking about how that the world will come to the brightness of your rising. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? So it means that in any situation, see yourself on top. Your faith must be like a mustard seed that grows up and becomes the biggest over every other tree. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Because trees in the realm of the spirit represent belief system. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meaning, amidst any situation, see yourself on top. If you don't see yourself on top, your faith will not work. You can't be crying. No. You can't win. If you pray believing you have received, then you have. If you have, be on top. Feel on top. Tell somebody, feel on top. If you know you will not lose, you will never be frowning your face. You cannot lose. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I can never lose. I may not have a job right now, but I can't lose. Eventually, the end justifies the beginning. Are we together? I'm on top. You are going through some toughness in your life right now. Feel on top. That's what it means for you to have faith as a mustard seed. Your faith should dominate any situation. Don't think about your past failures. I'm the best. You've made mistakes before. Keep on saying I'm the best. You see, the decision you are making right now will control your life. People will forget your past mistake because of the new way you are talking right now. Sometimes you may make some mistakes. All right? Are you listening to me? You made some mistake. People are talking about it. You know why they are still talking about it? You are not shining as a light. There's something that can happen to you right now. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That will make people not even emphasize your past mistakes again. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because all they are seeing is light. Forget about the former things Jesus said. Forget about it. There's a new beginning for anybody in Christ Jesus. You are the hope, the center of the supernatural. You have angels around you, cloud of witnesses around you. God is a wall of fire around you. He rejoices over you with singing. God is your defense. How can you be scared? You don't talk like a failure. You are learning that skill like a boss. There's nothing you have ever learned that suffered you. It can't suffer you. You learn it to the brim. You say, I'm the best in this field in the name of Jesus. As I'm trying to write an exam, I'm the best in this course in the name of Jesus. As I'm starting this business, I'm the best in it in the name of Jesus. It will not fail. Satan will put thoughts of failure in your heart. You say, the business may fail. Mm-mm. You don't agree with that. Because a battlefield is the mind. Are you listening to me? You win in your mind. The realm of the supernatural where things work is in your mind. Are you listening to me? Satan will send wrong signals. He will paint pictures of death that your father died in the sickness. You refuse. The proof that you agree is the way you are talking. Say, sir, I prayed, but his temperature is going high now. High. Sir, please help me. Help you how? No, you don't understand who you are. You prayed. What did you say in the prayer? That the temperature is stable and is in sound health. Hold on to that word. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. No matter what you are seeing, what you are not seeing, what you are seeing in the spirit is more real than what you are seeing physically. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. It will control what is physical. He said the things which are not seen, they control the things that are seen. We trade with the intangibles. Faith is a spiritual currency. We use it to buy it our way into situations. Do you understand? He said to that, I may not have an idea yet, but I cannot be poor in my life. I may not have the idea yet too. I may not know what exactly I'm supposed to do. But one thing is settled. There is no poverty in my lineage. That's why I'm not worried. I don't cry and say, God, why me? Why me? I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. not just a victor. The Bible says we are more than more than. You are the king's kid. Stop begging at the front of the palace. No, you are not a beggar. God, please, if it is your will, if it pleases you, it pleases him, brother. It pleases him. That's why Ephesians 1:3 says you've been blessed because it pleases him. It says you are accepted in the beloved, verse 6, because it pleases him. You are accepted. He's not trying to accept you. God loves me so much, so much, so much through me, he raises the dead. God loves me so much. So much through me, he makes my business to work. Are you listening to me? You are faced with a man who cannot work. God loves me so much. So much because of me, he will make this one to work. That's how miracles break out. But when you have sin consciousness, saying, God, will you be able to do this through me? Because I have sinned yesterday. No. He took your sin and shame far away. Are you listening to me? He took it. And right now you have a nature they cannot see. See yourself that way. I used to be a smoker, but that body that causes me to smoke has been done away with. Right now, this new body cannot smoke. It doesn't have anything that supports the free flow of smoking. So I don't wake up in the morning expecting to smoke, because what causes me to smoke has been dead. So the Bible says, seeing that we're dead and buried with Christ, it says, set your mind on the things above, where Jesus is, the hope of the supernatural. Angels are around. I want to paint a picture to you this night. I want you to go on with a picture, especially with the mentality that angels are around you. If you go back home thinking like a normal person, I will not forgive you after this service. See, brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you are not carnally devised fables. That which we have seen, that which our hand have handled, the word of truth, we bring unto you. Are you listening to me tonight? I've come to that point where my faith is without borders. I tell you the truth. My faith is without borders. I don't care who is laughing. My faith is without borders. You tell me that, you just have to have the faith and that's all. It settles it. Bensi Dawusa said he heard the news that one of his members' head was broken. They died. And he's the only child of the woman. The husband was dead a long time ago. And the woman called, came to his office. They say my pikin died, but I no grieve. I say my papa, they come. My papa, they come. He said, ma, they said he's dead. He was just following. She dragged papa and was carrying him to the hospital. He was just following. He said, they were just dragging him. He was just following the woman. He said, when he got to the hospital, the doctor said, sir, we have been telling her. He said, mama, can I talk to them for a moment? He went to them and said, so we'll find a way to talk to her. We are so sorry. What? The case is, the head is scattered. Jesus Christ. And he went to the woman, mama called. He said, papa, na lie. Papa, you lie. Papa, I'm telling you the truth. You've seen that video. He said, she was shouting, papa, you lie. Papa, na lie. And he followed out, still dragging. He said, papa, na lie. I tell them, say my papa day. I tell them, say my papa day. And he said, he looked at the corpse. Where will I start from? But faith as a mustard seed. Are you listening to me? He said, because of the faith of the woman, he looked at the corpse. He saw the broken head. He said, Father, this woman have faith in you. Prove yourself to her. These are not carnally devised fables, brothers and sisters. If you don't believe in the supernatural, your life is in trouble. The guy jacked back to life. True life story. He jacked back to life. He said, church, listen, between me and God, this one has nothing to do with me. The woman's faith pushed me into action. The woman's faith. The Bible said, by faith, women receive their dead back to life. You know, there are some songs that our parents used to sing before. You would think they are not powerful songs. That's why they used to have results. Jesus na biggie man. Jesus na biggie man. Nobody wefi. Those songs were from depths of, They saw how big God was and they described him. God na elele, God na wonder. No, but that's why your parents will hear something and they will tell you they are going on 7 days drivers. They will tell you 7 days. Do you understand? And that's just them at the shore of the river. You have entered the river. You have not just entered. Don't tell somebody, don't disgrace God. Don't disgrace God. See, what we have. Are you listening to me? You are in a wrong job. Yes, I'm talking to you. You apply for the best. When you hear the salary is 3 million, apply. That's the kind of things you should be applying to. I'm talking to you. Said, Pastor, you deserve the best. Go and check for a job that they are paying 500K, 1 million. Apply for it. He said you've been blessed. Why are you not looking for that kind of job? This night when I'm done, go to LinkedIn. Go and check jobs that they are paying $2,000. See whether you need to add something to your skill to qualify. While you are learning it, update your CV. Are you beginning? I'm trying to explain to you. Keep on seeing that job. Keep on saying it. Keep on applying. Keep on applying. That job will come to you. It will come to you. Because you will make your path prosperous. Your days of trekking are over. Your days of one shoe are over. Aya. Perus Caperia. I say your days of plenty have come. They have come. It has come. It has come. It has come. It has come. Money cometh to you now. Now. Now in this service. Plenty of them. See the kind of angels around you and you'll be broke. See, we are not lying to you. We are not lying. There are angels around you. Can you feel it? There are angels around you. He said he saw heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You are in the Son of Man. If anybody be in Christ, meaning heaven is open over you. Are you listening to me? Heaven is open. Angels are ascending and descending. Blessings are ascending and descending. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. Nothing but the best. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Some of you will begin to learn public speaking because the Lord is taking you into heights of leadership. He's taking you into heights of leadership. Are you listening to me? To high places. You'll be practicing it at home, talking to nations. Are you listening to me? You write the vision and make it plain. After the big vision, under you now write for the gospel. For the gospel. When we are done tonight, you go back home and begin to apply for some kind of things. There are angels on assignment. Making sure that the CEO see your own CV. Believe it, brothers and sisters, it works. Angels will carry your CV and put it on the table. Have opened your email, angels will go to the phone and make sure your email is still on red so that they'll open it again. I'm talking about supernatural activities because you are the hub of it. Jacob laid his head on a stone and angels were ascending and descending. Because you are in Christ, angels are ascending and descending in the hub of the supernatural. Somebody pray in the spirit. Whatever that was wrong with you is cleared now. Cleared. Talk to the sickness. Sickness, you have no place here.
in my father's life. Talk with boldness, confidence. Faith like a mustard seed that can grow into any situation. It can prevail in any situation. It can prevail. Little by little, it takes over. It looks small, but it takes over. Yahweh Alpha Elohim Shireh Adonai. Manifest yourself. Your glory is tangible in this place. God, you're doing something new. Awaken supernatural faith. Your glory tangible in this place. God, you're doing something great. Awaken supernatural faith. Your glory is so tangible in this place. Can you do it something new? Awaken supernatural faith. Yahweh Rapha Elohim Shaddai Jireh Adonai. Manifest yourself. Yahweh Rapha Elohim Shaddai Jireh Adonai. Manifest yourself. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth, the truth of your kingdom, let it rain in us. Let the weight of your glory other way. You're the spirit of the suffering. You're here to make your presence now revealed. The glory of the living. You're the spirit of the suffering Lord. You're here to make your presence known, baby. Glory of the living God. Let the way of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let this truth of your kingdom, let it reign in us, so that we go beyond religion. Let the weight of your glory The anointing is mighty upon us. I can sense it.
Rivers.
The river of the Lord is set in our heart. Rivers. Something is coming out. For out of your belly shall flow. Shabakabasulebere yaposu badagabo. For as the river flow, it makes me remember that dead to life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right now. As the river flow, it begins to bring every dead thing to life. It's a life-giving river. Yeah. As the river flows, it begins to bring every thought into life. Life-giving river. Oh, let it flow. For out of my belly shall flow. We're in the hope of the supernatural. Out of our belly shall flow. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Ta-da-da.
My God. In the realm of your glory, in the realm of your praise, I can sense your mighty power. It is moving in this place. In the presence of your angels, with God's glory on their wings, as the sounds of many waters, we can hear the angels singing. Oh, singing, holy, holy. Oh, you are just move now. Your manifest presence, Holy Spirit. The ministry of angels. Listen, under the sound of my voice, I want to do something as a prophet. Listen, I activate now the tangible ministry of angels. Some of you begin to feel it now. Now, I activate it now. Ushers, come around and watch around. The tangible, where you are sick, not just to cause you, where you are sick, they touch you now. Where there is lack, where there is no money, money will come. I activate now the tangible. Where there is need, they will touch, they will cause favor to happen. Paratskopas karatas kabata peria kapalias angels. I sense the hand of some people being touched. Your hands is like fire. It's like fire on your hands. Parashabaruka paraskaba. It's upon any helper there. Now let the fire come upon you at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, take in the name of Jesus. Take. It's happening. Fire on your feet. It means new levels. Some of you, the Lord is healing you. Long-term ailment is healing you now. It's healing you. I'm seeing somebody with a tear under your leg. Anytime it's Hamatan, they pay from the tear. The Lord says, I'm touching it. It's so funny. But I'm hearing it. For someone, the Lord is healing a wound on your face. A wound somewhere. In a part of your body, no one is aware of. He's touching you now. He's showing you the tangible ministry of angels, the power.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.